Tonight's song and scripture service is going to be on the Lord's guidance and basically the journey of man through his life and the different stages. You can see we'll be starting off here with the beginning in Genesis and how sin entered into the world and separated man spiritually from God. We'll start off with some reading from Brent Rumine.
Good evening. Please turn with me to Genesis, the third chapter. And we'll be reading verses 1 through 6. Genesis 3, verses 1 through 6. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, 'You shall not eat of every tree of the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.'" And the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. And then turn over to Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 through 7. Genesis chapter 6, we'll be starting in verse 5. Really, the event in the garden that we just read about was the beginning of man's downfall. And then it ultimately was reached the culmination where the Lord was sorry that he had made man, verse 6 of Genesis 5, verse 5 of Genesis 6. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, "I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things, and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them." But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Please turn to song number 213. "Here We Are But Straying Pilgrims."
Here we are but straying pilgrims, here our path is often dim, but to cheer us on our journey still, we sing this wayside hymn. Yonder over the rolling river where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing eyes. Here our feet are often weary on the hill that from our way. Here the tempest darkly gathers, but our hearts within us say, yonder over the rolling river where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing eyes. Here our souls are often fearful of the pilgrim's lurking foe, but the Lord is our defender, and he tells us we may know. Yonder over the rolling river where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing
. Open your Bibles to the Gospel of Luke, the fifth chapter. The next reading will be taken from that Gospel. It has to do with the time at which Jesus was about to call Matthew to be one of his apostles. In Luke chapter 5, beginning of verse 29, and Levi gave a big reception for him in his house, and there was a great crowd of tax gatherers and other people who were reclining at the table with him. And the Pharisees and the scribes and their scribes began grumbling at his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with the tax gatherers and sinners?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "It is not those who are well who need a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Open your song books at number 295. Number 295, Christ Receiveth Sinful Men. Sinners Jesus will receive. Sound this word of grace to all, who the heavenly pathway lead. All of anger, all of love, sing it over and over again. Christ received the sinful man. Make a man. Trust him, for his word is plain. He will take the sinfulness. Christ receive the sinful man. Sing it over and over again. Christ receive the sinful man.
Verses 4 through 7. Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sin of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercies, remember me. Remember thou me for my goodness' sake, O Lord. Okay, number 455.
I want to live in Lord for thee, for thee every day. A faithful servant, let me be. Oh Lord, let's run his way. Take my friends and leave me. my hopes on Lord. Lord, help me now, my soul. Protect me with thy mighty arm. Thy strength will keep me whole.
Matthew 16, the reading, verses 21 through 27. The heading is Jesus foretells his death. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised up on the third day. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord, this shall never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but man's. Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it. For what will a man be profited if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? For what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and will then recompense every man according to his deeds.
Four ninety-eight, please.
Sweet are the promises, kind is the word, dearer far than any message man ever heard. Pure is the mind of Christ, sinless I see. He, the great example, is the pattern for me. When I lead, I'll follow all the way. Follow Jesus every day. Sweet is the tender love Jesus has shown, sweeter far than any mouth that mortals have known. Kind to the erring one, faithful is he. He's a great example, is a pattern for me. Where I lead, I follow all the way. Where I lead, I follow Jesus every day. Listen to his loving words, come unto me. Weary, heavy laden, there is sweet rest for me. Trust in his promises, faithful and sure. Lean upon the Savior, and my soul is secure. Where the follow, follow the way. Where the follow, follow Jesus every day.
Number 117. The song takes its passage from Psalms chapter 31. I'll read the first three verses. Psalms 31, starting with verse 1. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be ashamed. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me and rescue me quickly. Be to me a rock of strength, a stronghold to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, you will lead me and guide me. Psalm number 117.
Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand.
Chapter 2, verse 2. And this is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world.
Number 518. stepping in the light.
Trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, trying to follow our Savior and King, saving our life by His blessed example. Happy, how happy the song that we bring. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light. Stepping in the light, how beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Let Him pass our way. Pressing more closely to Him who is leading, when we are tempted to turn from the way. Trusting the arm that is strong to defend us. Happy, how happy our praises we say. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, let Him pass us by. Trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, upward, still upward, we'll follow our guide. When we shall see Him, the King, in His beauty, happy, how happy, how great at His side. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Let Him pass us by.
Please turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 14. I'm going to read from verses 55 through 62. Mark chapter 14, 55 through 62. Now the chief priests and the whole council kept trying to obtain testimony against Jesus to put Him to death, and they were not finding any. For many were giving false testimony against Him, but their testimony was not consistent. Some stood up and began to give false testimony against Him, saying, "We heard Him say, 'I will destroy this temple made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another made without hands.'" Not even in this respect was their testimony consistent. The high priest stood up and came forward and questioned Jesus, saying, "Do you not answer? What is it that these men are testifying against you?" But He kept silent and did not answer. Again, the high priest was questioning Him and saying to Him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?" And Jesus said, "I am, and you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven."
Go over to Mark chapter 15, beginning with verse 16 and reading down through 32. And the soldiers took Him away to the palace, that is the Praetorium, and they called together the whole Roman cohort. And they dressed Him up in purple, and after weaving a crown of thorns, they put it on Him. And they began to acclaim, "Hail, the King of the Jews!" And they kept beating His head with a reed, and spitting at Him, and kneeling and bowing before Him. And after they had mocked Him, they took the purple off Him, and put His garments on Him, and they led Him out to crucify Him.
and they pressed into service a passerby coming from the country, Simon of Cyrene, father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. And they brought him up to the place Golgotha, which translated place of a skull. They tried to give him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided up his garments among themselves, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. And it was the third hour when they crucified him, and the inscription of the charge against him read, King of the Jews. And they crucified two robbers with him, one on his right and one on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And those passing by were hurling abuse at him, wagging their heads and saying, Ha! You who are going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross. And in the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes, were mocking him among themselves and saying, He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let this Christ, the King of Israel, now come down from the cross so that we may see and believe. And those who were crucified with him were casting the same insult at him.
Number 564.
I traveled down a lonely road and no one seemed to care. The burden on my weary back had brought me to despair. I often went to Jesus. How folks were treating me. And then I heard him say so tenderly, My feet were all so weary upon the Calvary road. The cross became so heavy, I fell beneath the load. Be faithful, weary. The morning I can see, just lift your cross and follow close to me. I work so hard for Jesus, I often boast and say, I've sacrificed a lot of things to walk the narrow way. I gave up fame and fortune, I'm worth a lot to thee. And then I hear him gently say to me, I left the throne of glory and found it in but lost. My hands were nailed in anger upon the cruel cross. But now we'll make the journey with your head safe in mind. So lift your cross and follow close to me. Oh Jesus, if I die upon a foreign field someday, would be no more than loving man, no less could I repay. No greater love has mortal man than for a friend to die. These are the words he gently spoke to me. It's just a cup of water I place within your hand, then just a cup of water is all that I
see Matthew 11, 25-30. Matthew 11, 25-30. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one who's the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest. Take your yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest in my soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Number 415. To Christ be true. Number 415.
To Christ be loyal and be true, it better be unfurled. And for a walk till it secure the conquest of the world. To Christ the Lord be true, for he the valley grow in you and help you all your to Christ be loyal and be true, we need great volunteers to stand against the powers of sin, whose blood and crowns our sins. To Christ the Lord be true, for he will never go with you, and help you lost your conflicts through to the Christ, the Lord be true. To Christ be loyal and be true, in noble service proves your faith and your fidelity, the fervor of your love. To Christ the Lord be true, for he will ever go with you and help you all your conflicts through. To Christ the Lord be true. To Christ be loyal and be true, and he will be your friend. Defending and protecting you to life triumphant end. To Christ the Lord be true, for he will ever go. Your conflicts through to Christ the Lord be true.
Well, I'm not telling, but he asked me to do this, so
that's what I'm going to do. 356.
If Jesus goes with me. 356. Let's see.
It may be in the valley where countless strangers hide. It may be in the sunshine that I in peace abide.
But this one thing I know, it can't be dark or fair. If Jesus is with me, I'll go anywhere. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me, wherever I may be, if He is there. I count it a privilege here, His cross to bear. If Jesus will take me, I'll go anywhere. It may be a scary, the blessed word of life, across the burning desert to those who sinful sight. And though it be my lot to bear my colors there, if Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me, wherever I may be, if He is there. I count it a privilege here, His cross to bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. If not inclined to question the judgments of my Lord, it is but mine to follow the leading of His word. But if to go or stay, or whether here or there, I'll be with my Savior, content anywhere. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me, wherever I may be, if He is there. I count it a privilege here, His cross to bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere.
Turn with me, if you will, to Luke chapter 23. I'll be reading from verse 39 in just a moment. Hopefully we've gotten a picture here of man's journey from the beginning in the garden all the way through the death of Jesus. And a lot of parallels in our own lives, of course. We wake up one day and we realize that we are sinners and that we need Jesus, we need God to help us, to guide us. We realize that we don't know the right way to go. We for many years we think we do, but eventually, and that's why we're here, we realize that we need God, we need Jesus to guide us. We read from verse 39 in Luke chapter 23. And one of the criminals who were hanged there was hurling abuse at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other answered, rebuking him, said, "Do you not even fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we judge indeed justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he was saying, "Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise." This man, in the final moments of his life, realized, one, that he at some point realized that he was deserving of this death. He had done something wrong and was being punished by the government at the time. But more importantly than that, he realized that Jesus had done nothing wrong and that Jesus could save him. And indeed, Jesus does so in making that statement that he will be with him in paradise. And what greater blessing than for us to hear those words? Of course, we won't hear those words until we're there in front of Him on the Day of Judgment. And we'll know, you know, we hear those words that, you know, enter into my kingdom. But we'll only hear those words if we obey Him here while we're on earth. And that, of course, starts with, as I said, realizing we are sinners and we need His guidance and His help. Looking out in the audience, I realize that many of you have already made that decision, come to that understanding that you're sinners and you've been buried in the watery grave of baptism and risen anew. But we also know that from that point on, we still struggle with the temptations on this earth, and we do have let sin come into our lives from time to time. But until we breathe our last, God is still has His arms out to us, asking us to be faithful to Him, repent of the sins that are in our lives, that we may be joined with Him in His kingdom in heaven. So I offer God's invitation, Jesus' invitation to us this evening, and we'll be singing the invitation song here, number 341, "The Way of the Cross Leads Home." Hopefully for each one of you, that means home with Jesus as well in heaven. So let's stand as we sing number 341.
And the thief go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. I come here against the side of the gates of life. If the way of the cross I is. The way of the cross is home. Yeah.